Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reñeses, and you are listening to the Coaching Happiness Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Welcome to episode 36 of the Coaching Happiness Podcast. My name is Kathy Reñeses, and I'm a life coach, speaker, and founder of Coaching Happiness, a coaching service focused on heart work, whose mission is to create a better world one person at a time. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia, Podmetrics, Centro Holístico, Sunrider Philippines, and Canyon Water PH. Revolutionize your health with water. So, hello everyone, kamusta? How have you been doing for the last couple of weeks? The end of October and the start of November has always kind of been a weird couple of days, no? There's Halloween, followed by Undas, aka the Filipino Day of the Dead. And even though people have been banned to going to the cemeteries to spend time with relatives and say prayers for the dearly departed, the long weekend is still a time for coming together and bonding with our loved ones. I've also been busy myself with a couple of things. Not many people know, but I actually read tarot cards and incorporate them into my coaching practice when requested. It is such a great tool for introspection, getting to see a possible future if they continue on the path they're on, and if they don't like the possible future, to take control of their life and change it. So this month, I launched a tarot reading class for beginners, for my friends and family, just to kind of see if anyone would be interested. And I'm happy to say that the response has been pretty fantastic. It's a 5-week class that started on the first week of the month and ends on the first week of December. I'm already super excited to see my students take off. Another thing that a lot of people don't really know about me is that my friends consider me to be super lucky. I am the type of person that always wins something during raffles, or opportunities just come my way when I need it, or I meet the right person at the right time. And it freaks my friends out. One of, I think, the more memorable stories that I remember was going to an event which was showcasing a local magazine who I was such a big fan of. And at the time, they were raffling off tickets to Malasimbo. I turned to my friend and said, you know what? I've never been to Malasimbo. It sounds like fun. I am winning those tickets. And at the end of the night, I did. Before that, I was at another event with that same magazine. It was held at the EDSA Beverage Design Studio, and they were raffling off these beautiful wax gouache bags. And I told the photographer friend I was with that I would probably walk out that evening with one of those bags, which I did. Yung nakakatawa pa doon was sa inggit niya, pinapahid niya yung kamay niya sa braso ko in an attempt to get some of my luck. And guess what? Siya yung next na tinawag that won the same bag. There would be times in my life where I would need maybe, let's say, a significant amount of cash, and I would have no idea where to get it in such a short amount of time. And the next day, I'd go support a friend's startup pitch, and I would win a phone that I'd sell for the exact amount that I needed. I am genuinely amazed at how things manifest and unfold in my life. Like, I don't question it anymore. Even this studio apartment where I'm living in and recording is a place that I manifested. I always envisioned myself living in a quiet, spacious studio apartment in the suburbs with big windows to let a lot of the light in and, importante to, a nice bathroom. And I got just that. When I found this place, I was supposed to rent out another studio on the same floor with just one window. And I told the landlady that I really wanted the unit up in front. She told me it was taken, but I was just so sure that I was going to get it. Like, that was my studio. And as it turned out, the woman that was renting this space worked the graveyard shift, and she was more than happy to swap with me. I'm amazed at how things just manifest and unfold in my life. And for this episode, I want to share my secret with all of you. Now, I don't chalk up my luck to the stars aligning. Hindi rin naman ako pinanganak na may maswerteng balat. I know that my quote-unquote luck can be best attributed with my ability to have mastered the art of manifesting. I didn't understand what this concept was growing up. I just knew if I claimed something to be mine, chances are I would get it. But if my faith wavered and I was unsure, it would go to someone else. Then in 2006, the best-selling book, The Secret, came out and sold over 30 million copies. It talked about the magic of manifesting via the law of attraction and the idea of the universe acting as a genie just made total sense to me. Ask and you shall receive. I also gathered more evidence from thought leaders that I respected and soon enough discovered the works of Deepak Chopra, Eckhart Tolle, and Gabrielle Bernstein. Life coach Ianla Van Zandt and Oprah have also spoken about it. And yes, for the record, they all agree that you can really manifest things, people, and opportunities. So, what is manifestation? Essentially, manifestation is being able to bring something tangible into your life through action and belief. Meaning, if you think it, it will come. But the thing is, there is just so much more to manifestation than willpower and positive thinking. The magic of manifesting is making everything you want to feel and experience a reality via your thoughts, actions, beliefs, and emotions. Now, while I loved reading, listening, and watching The Secret, I don't think it explained the main law that goes into manifesting. While we get a glimpse into the law of attraction, what I like to call being able or being open to receive, it doesn't talk about the law of vibration, being in harmony or aligning with what it is that you want to attract. Let me give you an example. And this is something you would probably hear at a lot of personal mastery seminars. Think of the most expensive car you'd want to own and be clear about what it looks like. Let's say a red Ferrari with all black leather seats. Picture yourself driving around in that Ferrari. What does it feel like? How do you feel? Now, put it out into the universe, jump up and down, and shout, I want a Ferrari. I want a Ferrari. I want a Ferrari. Oh, ano nangyari? Nasaan na yung paparating na Ferrari? We jump into the law of attraction because of The Secret. but we don't realize that this isn't the primary universal law. You see, the law of vibration is the primary law, and the law of attraction is the secondary law, because vibration is what causes attraction. The law of vibration states that everything in the universe is in a constant state of movement. We refer to these movements of energy as vibration, and the speed or rate at which something vibrates is called its frequency. The only difference between one object and another is the rate of its vibration. Even solid objects that we perceive as static, like let's say a rock or a mountain, is simply vibrating at a slower speed. Our bodies, on the other hand, vibrate at an extremely high rate. Our thoughts, like everything else in the universe, is a form of energy, and they vibrate at different frequencies depending on the nature of the thought. Our thoughts are cosmic waves that are so powerful that they penetrate all space and time. And our thoughts and feelings control the vibration of our body.
Hi, this is Mirza Sison. Got lots of goals and dreams but are fazed by obstacles? Join me as I help you unpack the tools you need to navigate through life's sometimes bumpy roads. Listen to my podcast called You Can Do This. You Can Do This. Available in all major podcast platforms.
Whether you realize it or not, we have the power to dictate the frequency of our being by choosing and directing our thoughts. Your emotional states dictate the vibration that your body is in. And to a large extent, these vibrations dictate how you experience life, because they set up the resonance with anything that's on the same frequency. Just think of the times when you woke up in a bad mood for one reason or another. Pag masama gising mo, parang damay na na yung buong araw mo. Wala na nangyayaring tama, parang ang dami mong kaaway. Pag uwi mo, problema pa rin yung sumasalubong sa'yo. You feel like you're spiraling out of control. But if you wake up early and get to take in the morning, enjoy sipping your cup of hot coffee, get a good breakfast in, and generally starting your day on the right foot, even when things go wrong, they don't seem as bad, diba? The law of attraction, on the other hand, focuses on using your thoughts and feelings to dictate what you want to attract into your life. Attraction is a force acting mutually between particles of matter, tending to draw them together and resisting their separation. Remember, everything in the universe is vibrating. Your thoughts, which are vibrating at a particular frequency, lead to your feelings, and it's the combination of the two that dictate your body's vibration. And your feelings, which dictate your body's vibration, attract people and things to you that are a vibrational match. Kaya may kasabihan na like attracts like. While it's accurate to say that your thoughts become things, it's actually more precise to say that your vibration becomes things, because ultimately, it's your vibration that dictates what you are drawing into your life. The law of attraction works by the totality of the vibration that we send out, not merely by what we say we want. I just keep putting it out there and keep claiming how lucky I am with raffles and other things, and I keep a high vibe by staying happy and excited as much as possible, which is probably why that luck keeps manifesting for me. I like to look at it as a fun challenge for myself to see how fast I can manifest things. And a lot of the times, I surprise even myself. For the longest time, I've always kind of just brushed this manifesting magic aside as some form of woo-woo. But there does seem to be a structure to it. And after delving deep into the works of Joe Vitale, Gabby Bernstein, and Chopra, I think I've gotten the formula down. Number one is to be clear about your goals and ask the universe for it. Now, while everyone approaches manifestation differently, we mostly follow the same basic principles. And that starts, of course, with knowing exactly what it is you want. You are the only one who dreams your dreams. So whether it's a new partner, a healthy relationship, or a better job, you have to have that clear vision of what you want to manifest. Know it and own it. Get specific. You can journal maybe what your soulmate is to look like, their qualities, characteristics, values, looks, etc. Or you can put together a vision board of the type of person you want to attract. Next, then, is to ask for it. So I've discovered that the best way to work with this creative universe is by asking. So going back to the Ferrari example, instead of telling the universe, I want a Ferrari, I want a Ferrari, I want a Ferrari, ask it. Universe, what would it feel like to own a Ferrari? Notice how I worded that. What would it feel like to experience something? I put the law of vibration into motion by putting together my thoughts and aligning my feelings, giving the universe the wiggle room, basically, to present what I am manifesting in the most creative way possible. The next step is to show up as if you've already received what it is that you've been wanting to manifest. According to Gabby Bernstein, she's the fantastic author of Super Attractor and The Universe Has Your Back, she says that manifesting is also known as co-creating because it's a collaboration between you and the universe, which is why knowing what you want is only half the battle. You won't see any results without action. So set aside a little bit of time to think about what steps you can take to reach your goals yourself, then build them into your routine in the form of daily habits. So for example, if I want to manifest a Ferrari, I may need an awesome job that pays well to match it, which might make me want to take courage in applying for a promotion or make a major career change and start networking with people who own Ferraris, seeing how I should be showing up to manifest this luxury sports car. Another way to be in action when manifesting is to ask yourself the question, what would my future self be thinking? Reframing your mind can and will enable you to be successful. Stepping into the person who already has, does, and feels your goals, dreams, and desires will help you become that person. So if your goal is to attract your ideal partner, for example, then start moving, feeling and acting like you're in a fantastic, healthy, loving relationship. What does that look like for you? And show up as that. Number three is knowing that the best vibration you can put out there is one of gratitude. Now, while you may not get everything you envision in the order and time frame you want, you should receive and acknowledge what you do get, no matter how big or small it may be. Having an attitude of gratitude is really key, and it's something that's a must for all my clients to practice in the form of a gratitude journal. So before bed, they spend 5 to 10 minutes writing down 3 things that they're grateful for that day, as well as anything that happened that day that brought them closer to whatever it is that they're trying to manifest. Maybe in your journey to manifesting a Ferrari, you received a call from your sister to share that your childhood home had sold and you had come into a bit of money. Or you might have come across an informative podcast that day that inspired an idea for a money-making side hustle. Always look for reasons to be thankful. It's that expansive energy of abundance that really helps you with manifesting what it is that you want. If you are always grateful, the universe will always want to give you more.
Hey, what's up? My name is Alton, and I'm pretty sure you're enjoying this podcast, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna enjoy mine as well. The name of my podcast is called Life on the Grow. If you want random book recommendations from a mediocre reader, that's me. More life advice, kinda, and a little bit of random conversations. Check out Life on the Grow on Spotify, and I'll be there waiting with a beer at hand, of course. Let's keep growing. Let's keep going. Now back to this awesome podcast.
Number four is releasing any resistance and negative beliefs. In addition to changing your mindset and behaviors, you will need to work on removing obstacles or limiting beliefs which may cloud your vision, including fear and negative self-talk. Telling yourself that you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're not smart enough, you're not capable, is automatically a setup to fail. If you're not conscious of the negative thoughts in your head, then you end up acting out of that belief system and not what you know to be the truest or want to be the truest for yourself. You don't become who you want to be because so much of wanting is about living in the space of what you don't have. Now, I post weekly positive plasticity mantras on Coaching Happiness's social media every Monday to help combat this negative self-talk. All you need to do is take a look at the mantra of the day and keep saying it to yourself until you believe it. It can be in the shower, in front of the mirror, on your way to work, as you're eating lunch, etc. By replacing your negative thoughts with positive affirmations, you also become a lot more optimistic in the process. Another tool to move past your limiting beliefs is also to identify what they are. Ask yourself, what are the beliefs I have about myself that have been inhibiting my progress? And write down your answers. Then cross out the limiting beliefs and write your new affirmations in their place while you do that, mindfully replacing those negative feelings with positive ones. If your limiting belief is, I'm not good enough, reverse it with, I am wonderful, talented and whole today and every day. If your limiting belief is, I am incomplete without a man, reverse it with, I am complete as I am. To take it a step further, the next time you find yourself questioning your worth or saying, I don't deserve this, pause and think of all the reasons why you are deserving. Next is to constantly check in with yourself and shift your energy. According to Oprah, the energy we put out into the world is the energy we get back, which means if you're continually sending out negative energy, even through your thoughts or feelings, you will attract that same energy back to you. On the flip side, though, if you're able to shift your energy, a practice sometimes referred to as raising our vibrations, you'll attract more positivity, which will help you eventually manifest whatever it is that you want to manifest. Now, raising your vibration is pretty simple. You just need to focus on activities that cultivate feelings of joy and happiness, whether that's doing something kind for someone else, starting each morning with a meditation session or a quick yoga class, spending some time in nature, or even treating yourself to some well-deserved self-care. Another way to raise your vibe is by setting the intention of how you want to feel. If you want more love in your life, set your intention to be more loving. If you seek kindness, focus your energy on empathy and compassion. Ganun lang talaga siya kasimple. And lastly, trust the process. All that being said, the process is fluid. The steps you take do not matter as much as your belief. So trust that your actions, visions, and clarity, as well as the universe, is working for you for your greatest good. Faith is a powerful motivator and guiding force. Also, I think it's worth noting that a big part of trusting the process is practicing detachment. Now, attachment is a representation of fear, while detachment is an image of trust. While we attach ourselves to something, that just means we're fearful of letting it go. We fear we might not be able to find someone that brings us as much joy and pleasure as it has done for us. Detachment, naman, just means that we trust in the universe, that we will be able to manifest what it is we need and do not need to be attached to a single item or thing. When you trust in the universe, you have a very high vibrational level, and you don't need to worry about things working out simply because you know they will, because you believe in the universe altogether. Now, just because you're detached from the results doesn't mean that you're not concerned about the results of the manifestation. Your goal would not be a desire if you didn't care about the results of your manifestation, but it should only be a minimal dose of caring and not something to worry about and be distracted over. Being detached just means you have a high trust in the universe and in yourself to create what it is that you desire. I like to think of detachment as looking at the world through the eyes of a child. You look at everything with awe and a fresh pair of eyes, while knowing that what's happening and how it's happening is just how it's supposed to be, and you're just grateful to be there experiencing it. So there you have it. It really is that simple. I've done it a countless number of times. If you see it and feel it, you will achieve it. The easiest way to manifest anything is to be clear about what you want and pose it in the form of a question. Don't give the universe mixed signals and take action. Working towards your goals in the form of creating habits and taking courage to put yourself in positions that will get you closer to your goal is imperative. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude and constantly check in on your vibe. And lastly, just trust that the universe has your back. Also, when you ask the universe for what you want, keep an eye out for signs of achievement or success. Honestly, the only thing stopping you from manifesting your dreams is you. So remember, what you can visualize in your mind, you can hold in your hands. Let's take, for example, the image of owning a Ferrari. How many of you listening could create a clear vision in their mind's eye of what kind of Ferrari they wanted? The color, the model, the plush custom interior, the size of the rims, the whole lot. I'm pretty sure a lot of you couldn't picture it. I couldn't, mainly because I've never considered it. So how on earth am I supposed to manifest that Ferrari? But if we change the Ferrari to a car that you actually want, like maybe a Trailblazer or a G-Wagon or a Fortuner, then maybe the vision becomes a lot clearer. And that is the sign that you can manifest it. So get to work. You have a lot of manifesting to do. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode and are already thinking of what it is that you want to manifest. Remember, if you like keeping up with me, check out my upcoming workshops, or just want to keep in touch, you can like and follow me on Facebook and Instagram at coachinghappiness.ph, or book a telecoaching session at www.coachinghappiness.ph. Thank you for listening. Take care, and I'll see you on the next one.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.